This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So I say to Sherry, it goes, cats sit on the windowsill, children fit in the snow. It's not children on the windowsill. And if you're gonna be Pippin, you gotta get this right. And she was like, what was I doing? And I was like, you were getting rebounds and playing good defense because clearly you think that this is about Scottie Pippin and it's not even about a boy.
Yeah, and so she really didn't find her corner of the sky.
In that respect.
It's just a reference to the, right. You know, the sort of refrain of that show.
In retrospect, also.
And who was playing Charlemagne? I'm sorry.
It was all former View panelists. So it was Elizabeth, formerly Filarski, now Hasselbeck.
Yes.
You know, because it's funny because Charmin has the like, oh, no, no, you know, like
the
that.
The lower register.
But that she's coming in at the, like, yes. That works.
Yes.
That works very well.
And then Behar's the leading player.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry I couldn't make those rehearsals. Sorry I couldn't make those rehearsals.
You know, you were missed. I'm not going to say that you weren't missed. I'm not going to, like...
The show came off great.
I'm not going to act like it couldn't have been better if you weren't there. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to pretend that
You pulled it off. You didn't need me.
Well...
You didn't need me.
Well, I'm not... As I said, I'm not going to pretend that
there's things I would have done differently, but yeah. No, it was great. It's great.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red
and
carpet linebacker hallways
liked
of this
it.
Industry we call showbiz.
Really
I just finished
show.
That, and then what did you say?
The poor people wound up liking the show.
Well, yes, because there's that element in the play where I think there are some poor people in the cast.
Yes. No, there are.
In rags.
Mm-hmm. What up, what up? So, the show's starting now, and Hayes and I are doing it.
We wanted to talk about... Last week's episode is when we were very excited for having someone...
And we were excited for it to get in your ears.
Yes.
And a lot of times when I'm doing this, I'm thinking, ooh, this is going to sound so good in their ears.
Yes.
And I'm thinking about you guys.
We're not excited. We're never excited for us. We're excited for thinking about you listening to the show and saying, oh, all right, I see what they did there.
Trust me, I don't do it for me. I don't need this. So it is. We are doing it for you.
And so imagine our being surprised when we turn on the TV the next day and we read all the comments because it's being projected from the computer up there.
Yes, and smart TVs.
And we read all the comments and we're expecting people to be saying, hooray, and you did a nice job. I like the show.
Well, I don't drive halfway across town to look at Hayes' smart TV. To get disappointed with bad news.
Because we read the comments and it's just what's obvious to me is that some people did not get it. They didn't understand what was happening with the show.
And they took it out on someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And they're frustrated.
Instead of
mad,
themselves,
and
they took it out on someone else.
Well, and it's
who should have been.
Their lizard brains are just
yes,
having them feel left out.
Yes.
And going,
it's fight or flight.
Oh, if I don't get it, then it must be someone else's fault.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to do a segment that we wished we would never do again, and it's called Ant Wrong.
And this is the Pauly Shore edition.
And it's called Ant Wrong about Pauly Shore, and you guys better really listen up and learn.
That's the end of the title now.
So
we're going to...
Starting now, we're not doing the title anymore, and we're in the segment.
So we've had our intern, Andy, say something short.
Oh, yeah. Hello?
You know, what would have been...
Something
now,
about comedy you should know, and I think Hayes is going to give you the same note.
Here's a little quick lesson. When someone tells you to say... Like, for example, when I say something short,
mm-hmm.
you should have said the words, don't say it, let me do it. Mm. You should have said the words, something short. And
Martin
that's it. And
then you could, short.
That makes me so angry that you would try to do something.
You didn't
like
even
that.
Let him fucking finish.
And I...
Martin Short?
Because you wouldn't have been able to come up with something that good if I hadn't given you the earlier something short. And to act like that was all your idea is very mad-making for me.
And trying to one-up. And trying to one-up Hayes.
And acting like that was...
And embarrass him in front of me
to say something really funny and then to be like, oh, like I have all the credit for that. When I was the one who gave you the idea to even make a joke. To even make a joke.
Right.
We were trying to help you say something funny. Now say something funny.
Martin Short.
That's pretty good.
Funny. Yeah, that is good.
That's pretty good.
Anyway, I got all the bad reviews off of
the whole internet, fucking like point. Said. Go ahead.
I searched online and I got all the reviews that people didn't like the show for you guys.
Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome.
And do say hi to your dad. We do appreciate you being here.
Yeah, definitely.
So we'll just go through some of these different reviews. Let's start.
That Martin Short thing was really good the second time.
Yeah.
That's really good because and that
one
said
and that one I honestly had nothing to do with. The first one I think was mostly me because I was the one who even reminded him to make a joke.
I didn't think of it.
Right?
Am I losing a step? I tell you what happened the other day.
Oh no.
I woke up.
Yeah.
And my sheets are soaked.
Oh, Sean.
I don't think I peed. But there shouldn't be that much sweat.
Yeah.
And my throat's all dry.
Did I tell you from Thursday?
No.
I fell in the tub.
Oh, Hayes. I told you to get the bar. Put that bar in.
I know. I did get it, and I tried to grab for it. But the bar was all slippery because you didn't tell me the bar gets really wet. You're supposed you got to get a bar guard.
You do have to put a grip on it.
So I hit my head on the bar first going down. And then on the faucet, and then on the tub.
Well, you know, I understand. That's why I knew to tell you to get the bar. I mean, mm-hmm. I did it. Who found you?
Conchita.
Yeah.
And she actually handled it really. She handled it really well. Because she was Vladdy Divac's person a while ago.
Yeah.
So she's had to clean up a lot of like bigger messes weird, than just yeah. like me, you know.
European stuff. So, yeah, so it's
– I have these ready to go. We can just do it.
Good. Thank you. I fucking am so out of it.
So there's some on this Reddit, and it's not – you said it's not the main one. It's a special like a miniature.
Yeah, it's a subreddit. It's the Earwolf subreddit, and they're big fans of you guys there.
Well – not to read some of these things that you put together for me to read.
Yeah, you never know it from some of what I'm looking at. I'm sorry. Some of the names on this table, you know, people write their names on this table in this thing.
Yeah, we should. Yeah.
But I'm just looking at because I got sad for a minute when I was just thinking about kind of what's going on.
This is why you're looking down.
And I'm looking down at these names. And I don't know who the fuck these people are. And they've written their name down. And I'm and what it makes it occur to me is somebody asked these people to do their podcast. Like these people got invited to be on another show.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
Mm-hmm. And have you lost a step? Have you lost a step? I'm thinking the same thing. You know whose name you don't find on this table? Hayes Davenport.
I don't see it anywhere and it's not mine. And there's somebody named, I mean, I'm just going to look at some of these.
There's one right in front of you. The Danielle Schneider. Never in my life.
Bono, Deanna Raphael, Elisa Skinner or something, Dan Lippert.
This one looks like Rick Overton. Rick Overton.
Chris Thayer. Literally none of these names. I have no contact. I don't know
David
what they've done.
Kentucky Coleman. It is very upsetting.
I know this.
Is it us or is it, it's us or Earwolf?
All these people.
One of us
more,
is bad.
All these people were more appealing to have as guests than me on some various shows, apparently.
And they write these big.
And they don't have the same last name as other hosts, because then I go, oh, it's your sister or something. But that's not what's going on. Yeah, they write it huge. I guess they're one chance. I fucking have put my name. I've signed plenty of shit. Anyway, let's do the.
Yes, let's read some of these comments. This is one on the small Reddit from Slainer. And it says, Pauly Shore was bad, LOL. He just didn't fit in at all. That's completely wrong. The truth is, Pauly Shore was actually really good. And I don't know if you're saying LOL because the idea of him being bad is a funny trick. But the actual truth of what happened was he came on the show as a nice present for us and to you, and he turned out to be very good.
Slainer, here's a tip for you. And that is, if that LOL, like what Hayes said, is meant to be sarcastic, the irony doesn't really read. Mm-hmm. There's no tone in your writing. Mm-hmm. So when you do write something like that, you do open yourself up to really take a sound drubbing. And that's what you're getting from me and Hayes.
Put the LOL in quotes, please, and then we'll talk.
Because he actually did get it and was very good. And mm-hmm. I hope that your name is not that you're somehow the child of Bobby Slayton and, you know,
Florence Griffith Joyner.
And Florence Griffith Joyner, because I respect both of them so much, and I would hate to think that I'm insulting their son and that's how you got your name, is you combined your two parents' last names, because I think they're great.
Mm-hmm. Here's a comment from Promo Mix regarding Pauly Shore. This was straight up painful. This was straight up painful to listen to at points. The entire Pauly Shore part of the episode is one of those points. It was really bad. Wrong. It just so happens that the episode was actually very good. He had a good energy. He was being funny. He was willing to cooperate with us.
Here you go. Here's what's wrong. Here's my review of your review. This was straight up painful to read at points. The whole time you were writing is one of those points, and I'm having to read it. So it actually was funny and nice, and he was being cool and good and engaged, and I was actually crushing too with him, and Hayes actually made me laugh even harder than some of my stuff did.
And so let's go down the list. Pauly Shore did a good job. Hayes was very good. Sean did a really great job. That's everybody who's even being on the show. So when you put that all together, 1 + 1 + 1 = 1 good show.
Now the math checks out, Professor, and that's the nerd character.
Let's go to one of these other parts where there's people talking in a list. And it says something awful at the top, and it's like a bunch of, it looks like the Earwolf one, but it's gray. What's the story with this? Is this just another?
It's just, yeah, another message board.
Another system.
Mm-hmm. Another website where they talk about podcasts and stuff, and they talk about you.
Okay. Here's a comment, I guess, from someone called Help, I'm Alive. And the comment is, man, the guest segment in today's Hollywood handbook is painful. Once again, wrong. Continued use of the word painful.
Is there some internet meaning for painful that I don't know about? Because it's literally the opposite of what you're saying. Listening to this episode, it should feel like a full body massage.
Yes, it should be. I wonder if it
of
means,
your brain and humor.
I wonder if it means happy. Where it should be, like, this was straight up happy to listen to at points. Or, like, the guest segment of today's Hollywood Handbook is happy.
Or thrilling.
Yes.
Because I almost think of our show as a high-speed car chase for your ears. Mm-hmm. But with jokes.
So, like, The Chase.
And smart stuff.
Mm-hmm. The movie Charlie Sheen and a babe.
Oh, yeah, and she fucks him on the yes. While, he's
while they're going so
she
fast,
gets over
and
on
so it's like
Flea is chasing him in the monster truck,
and so it's like you do the
Rollins is in it, Keith is in it,
you do the sex noises, and I'll
Chrissy
do the
Swanson
and
noises?
I'll do the driving Chrissy, noises.
Okay, yeah.
Oh. And you didn't even get to hear the music in that part, which is the coolest part of it all.
Well, yeah, that all great musicians are in the movie, and then so some of them get their songs.
And so, speaking of other things that were good, the Pauly Shore episode, he had a good time. We had a good time. Everything that happened and it went exactly according to plan, and it was a nice way to spend just a few minutes of your life.
Oh, and before people pile on me for only making the women's side of the sex noises and the sex noises part of this show, I just want to say that I don't do man sex noises in my play acting, because when I do that shit, it's fucking real. And it's and there is always – and I am hearing a woman's one when I do it, even though even what Pauly Shore said, it's not true about me. When he called me a H word.
Yeah, people talk about this. People talk about, oh, like Pauly Shore wasn't making enough jokes on the show. What do you think was a joke when he called Chad a hobo? You think
well,
that?
Well, and we don't necessarily use that word, and it's
that's the
fine.
Biggest joke of all. You think that that wouldn't even be a joke when he would say that? Of course he was making a joke. Just because he wasn't smiling and he said it in a mean way doesn't mean it's not a joke.
Please, and I'm dripping with you know what, and I do mean pussy juice, and so there's no way that I would be that, and it would be fine
and listen,
if I was.
Can
I
explain?
I love that kind of people.
Can I explain another thing? Sean sounding scared after he said that was also a joke, and you're not in on it.
Yes, and yes, and it's. I hope it wasn't painful to listen to, and that's the nerd character's brother, Dweeby. And we like those people a lot, and we actually want to, and we go to a lot of their weddings now. I think
more and more.
I think they're more fun than normal weddings.
Yes. Here's another place from online. It's called Absolute Punk. It's another list. It looks the same way, where it's the name and then what they want to say. And is this a different system, or is it part of the same connection?
Right, yeah, it's the same internet connection, but it's a different website.
Okay.
Where they also talk.
But it's still talking about the exact same thing.
Right.
Wouldn't it be nice if they just put it all in one place?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that just be a little more convenient for everyone, so you wouldn't even have to skip around? If they're all talking about the same thing, why don't they just do it on the one screen?
Yeah. Well, I've been saying this. I don't know why we even need the internet for this.
Right.
Just have it be all just your phone screen is just whatever people are saying. And if it's about you, then you get it on your phone if you like
yes,
it. And I'd probably be turning some of these people off.
Instead of having to do internet, Facebook, texting, just put it all on the screen.
Well, people ask why I don't own a TV. And it's like, I mean, hello.
Here's a comment from Kemp Petty John. He says, that Pauly Shore interview on HH was pretty painful to listen to. And so here's that word again. And now I hesitate to even say it wrong because I'm wondering if I'm on the end of some kind of online joke. Because where everyone got together and decided, okay, now this is a different word today than what it normally means. Normally it means to be sad and hurting, but today it means to have a happy, pleasant sensation.
Fun and learning and cool. And I had a thing when I was a kid, and I don't know if this got out to where you guys grew up, but on the farm as a kid, we had a thing called opposite day. And I would do something where I'd go like, boy, I really want to milk the goose today. And what it meant was, yeah. I don't want to do that. That's a bad chore. But you do it and say the opposite.
So the goose is not the opposite of the cow. That is the real part. I was just making sure, because I didn't grow up as part of this. I was in an urban firehouse. You are saying that it's not like the goose is an opposite
no, opposite
of the
cow. Cow is a frog.
Well, it's goose opposite of, or is that a real part?
Goose?
Yeah.
Opposite goose. It's been so long since I studied this. Probably a caterpillar. Because that can't fly yet, but it's going to.
Yeah.
So anyway, that sort of opposite saying stuff, had gone out of style as far as I knew, but maybe it's coming back in the way kids do it now.
Because sick means fun now. Lists. When they say sick, it means fun.
Oh, so. Believe me, I found that out the hard way.
So if that's being serious, then it's wrong. But if it's being opposite, then okay.
It's, you know, somebody explain to us, please.
And here's a guy on Twitter, which I do know. This is one of the tweets. And this is from Mikey Roberts. And the tweet is, well, Pauly Shore on Hollywood Handbook was interesting. And before you say like, well, yeah, of course he was interesting. I'm detecting a certain tone in that, which is exactly like you're saying before, that he is using it to mean not interesting.
Ugh.
And to say that somebody like Pauly Shore, who's been in all these movies and who came on the show and was engaging and he wanted to talk to us and he was having a good time, is to me being very mean. And it's wrong. And also to use Twitter for something like this, I think constitutes online abuse, which you can be reported for.
And oh, yes. And the level of legal hot water some of these people would be in. If I wanted to get my internet lawyer in on it.
Yes, and I can actually look at it right now, and it says block or report, and I have my finger. Oh, it's getting so close to the click. Oh, yeah. It's right on the click. Oh, what if it slips and I hit block
and
or you, report?
And imagine getting reported for something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And all your relatives know, and everyone you went to elementary school with finds out immediately if you get reported.
Yeah.
And so at
and
that
guess
point,
who's not going to be online anymore after that?
Yeah, and guess who's not invited to Thanksgiving dinner either? And next year's, I mean. The other one just happened.
So, in retrospect, a lot of people seem to think that that segment was very painful, and at the same time, a lot of people were also wrong. Oh, what a coincidence. I bet maybe they were the same people. Did you have any wrapping up you wanted to do?
Well, one thing I don't even know if we want to say it, but there's somebody on our forums who wrote a pretty long dissection of why it wasn't a very good guest.
Yes.
You know, good kid means well, I think. So he kind of was saying, kind of gently suggesting that maybe we just shouldn't get that guest and instead we should get a guest who plays along better. And it kind of implied that we have a lot of choices in booking guests.
Yes.
And that it's very easy and we kind of just can pick from anyone who might be funny and good, in that when someone has some level of visibility that maybe you starred in 4 back-to-back motion pictures.
Yes. And that 60,000 Twitter followers is somehow below our immediate threshold of acceptance rather than 15 times that threshold.
You know what? We shouldn't talk about it, and let's not even have talked about that. Let's not even have talked about him.
Okay.
Because it just will give him too much power, and I'd rather he wonder if I even saw it. Now, so you asked me if I had anything to wrap up with.
Yeah, just is there anything? Are you feeling any better?
I'm just even remembering that I lock my keys in my car, and the car is running.
Oh, God.
And I don't know where the spare set is. And I'm just literally going, like, where, like, what is happening to me?
Mm-hmm. Because you've been, even, like, watching you, I was like, you've been twirling, like, you're twirling something on your finger. And I was like, does he think his keys are on there? But there's nothing. You weren't twirling anything.
Well, it's worse than that. There's not nothing. There's some kind of growth. I don't know if
that is new.
I never thought I'd say this. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's a bone thing.
Cuz that you've been through. That you know how to deal with.
If the devil I know.
You know the playbook for bone stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shave the bone.
It looks like a bone thing.
It does, right?
Yeah.
You're not just saying that?
It looks like the other one. It's a little bigger than the other one, but
yeah.
It has the same texture.
Yeah.
Yeah, color's a little different.
Yeah, but that's good just because it's bigger.
It's
I think the skin stretched.
Yes,
I think
it
the
could,
skin
yes,
stretched
the
thinner.
Skin stretched, yes.
Yeah.
We have a great guest today.
Yeah.
Jared Paul is here. Don't know who that is? Oh, you better stick around to find out, baby, on Hollywood Handbook.
I'm there with Stevie.
Yeah.
Wonder.
Yeah, yeah.
And Stevie.
Mm-hmm.
Nick.
Yeah.
He's pretending to be blind. She's pretending to be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And Steffi walks by in that little red number that I got her.
Oh, yes, yes, Hanukkah, yes, 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 yes.
And they both turn their heads like on a swivel. And I'm like, busted, busted. You know? And right. They laugh. I mean, I'm not going to do anything with the information, but.
Steffi's a honey trap.
Steffi is, mm-hmm. Yes. And she trapped me with that honey and her womanly area.
Mm. Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
Let me tell you a little something about our guest. I can't tell you, I can't even find the words for how important this person has been in my career, in Sean's, in the careers of so many of us who are working today.
Mentor is a small word for it. Is there something for a giant mentor?
Like the word ginormous. I love the word ginormous. Do you know that word?
Yes.
Like
yes.
How people ginormous say something ginormous.
If you ever read Magister Luti and the Glass Bead Game by Hermann Hesse, I think there's sort of a dynamic in there that would possibly apply. You know the poet philosopher Hesse.
Let's introduce our guest.
Yes.
His name is Jared Paul. He's on a very tight schedule, so we have him sort of remotely. Can you hear us?
I can hear. Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Where are you guys?
We're in our studio.
Oh, that's cool.
Where are you? You're coming through so clearly.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know. I don't even know.
You don't know where you are.
I'm on a plane right now.
Oh, you're on a plane.
I don't know. Like, yeah, where we are flying over, but
yeah.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for you guys hooking
it up.
Look
out the window. Do you see sky?
I see nothing. All I see is ocean. So I don't know.
Sure,
Mark, where are we? Where are we flying over? He doesn't hear me.
Oh, he's got
to
fly the plane.
Anyway, yeah. So, but thanks for hooking up on the ISDN line.
Thank you. Sure. You're even busier than we are, and we don't get a chance to say that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but we're in your old stomping grounds, just Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's fill some people in on your background in case they don't know.
Okay.
A lot of people know you as Monk's friend in your acting capacity, correct?
Oh, mm-hmm. God. I guess.
The photographer from The Yes Man.
That's, yep. Yeah. Best known for it.
Yes.
Sure.
But along with your acting, writing, producing, directing.
Mm-hmm.
Which do you find most fulfilling, or do you even differentiate them at this point? Like, what
I don't,
do you have a favorite child?
It's all one. No, that's the thing. You can't really pick a favorite child, can you?
Yeah, it's filmmaking. It's a film and TV making, and it's all part of the thing.
I think
thing,
that no matter what, you should do everything.
Can you imagine being a stone carver, an ancient stone carver?
Yeah,
and saying, okay. I'm going to be the one who just writes what the stone is going to be carved like, and then you be the one who, like, directs the guy what to do with his hands.
Oh, yeah. Get the chisel, man. I'll get, you know.
And then I'm going to be acting like I'm a stone carver. Like, it just doesn't, like...
Yeah.
Like, it just makes more sense to just do all the carving.
I think so. And in origami, the Japanese...
ancient art of paper folding.
Paper folding art, yes. If you can imagine those paper folders, if instead one of them just said, oh, I'm just going to write what the folds of paper will look like. And another one, you know, in a similar way, similar to the stone carving analogy, really, would say like, well, I'm going to act like I'm the
paper
folder.
Yeah.
But you don't, you know, an artist does all of it.
Yeah. I think you have to.
So what are some of the things?
And not just one thing.
Jared, what are some of the things? Is there a lag?
Is there what now?
Is there a lag?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Sounds like there's a slight lag.
With the timing of it?
There might be. A lag.
We'll figure it
out. We'll press on.
Yeah.
Please.
Jared.
Yeah.
You talk about the things, working on the things. What are some of the things you're working on now, lately?
You know what it is? You know what, honestly, right now... It's juggling a lot of different things. It's like, you have to be at, if you're doing multiple things at once, it's like you're doing pre-production for this,
Okay.
You're on a mix stage for this.
Yes, and that is going to be something that
you're on.
Know
you're
about
going
as well.
Into a screening for mm-hmm. a press tour of this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yes. You have a charity
All
event.
Kinds of-
here so yeah. it's hard to you know what I mean sometimes we, it's hard to
we didn't prep you properly for this because a lot of our listeners yeah. are not big Hollywood you know
yeah
stars yeah. A lot mm-hmm. of them are just people with their fucking thumb in their ass trying to keep it warm
right
who don't know shit from shit and
sure.
so a lot of what we do is sort of educate and inform them so
oh,
when you say
so
I'm
going
to be in the mixing guys,
that,
yes.
Honestly though that is so great to hear that you guys are doing this because my biggest thing is giving back
can, you,
that
he, my, can you hear
what
you him
with us and we're my passing it along him? Oh is he dropping out
am I dropping
coming
out
from me
I am I getting I'm getting him in one in
you respond
in one ear
on the left end
you respond I'll drop out hopefully yes. he comes back in
For me in my later, I'll tell you yes. guys this, and I don't know if you guys can relate to it. In my later years, I am coming to a point of it's not about necessarily the work for me anymore. It's not my top priority. It's really helping others, and it's
right.
really giving back. And so to hear that you guys are doing this show mm-hmm. to kind of help people get you know their foot in the door, I think that's really commendable. I think that you guys – just congratulate you. Great, great job, guys. Really great.
He says great job. He's saying that he's congratulating us on.
Can you still not hear me, Sean?
I'm trying to educate the public.
I can get this ISDN line.
Can you hear me,
better.
Sean?
I can get this ISDN line in better shape, I think. They might.
Well, now he's not responding. Can you hear what I'm saying?
I'm in the dark over here, guys. Are you holding the conversation? Or
but
are
I'm in the same.
It?
You and I are in the same room, and you're looking at me. You can't.
Okay,
and
I've
you're
got
also
haze
stopping.
Now.
Okay,
I've got haze.
You were stopping when I spoke, so I'm just making sure.
I got haze now.
Okay.
Do you have me? Can you hear me, Sean?
Can Jared,
Sean? That's me there.
Okay, I've got everybody. We're back online.
Great,
Jared. So stuff like you talk about a press tour. When you say press tour, the people listening probably think like pressing their face to like a sheet of ice,
and then they tore
it off trying to.
Oh well, you guys should have prepped. I don't have time to you know kind of walk everybody through.
Right. So I'm saying maybe we just don't go that deep is what
okay.
I'm saying.
Yeah. No. Let's not.
Maybe
go.
We stay in the
surface,
shallow end.
Yeah.
Stay on the surface. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I love that. I love that.
Just because when you say press tour, they don't know what to picture.
Right, mm-hmm. right, right.
You know,
yeah.
I don't know if Hayes is.
I guess just next time. Yeah, that's the thing. Just next time. If next time, I don't know if Hayes, if that's Hayes' thing, like to basically prep the audience and just a glossary of terms.
Well,
like
that's actually a great.
Because maybe next time a glossary of terms just to provide before to the audience.
That I give them?
Yeah, exactly. So then when a guest comes on and says something like press tour, they know.
We've been trying to do it because what happens is when you do say something like that, they might picture just, you know, just pressing their hip up against a stove really hard.
Right.
Let me mention this. Is there someone in the room who might be responsible for that kind of thing, like putting together a glossary of terms?
Oh,
if you are that person, maybe say, I should have done that.
I should have done that.
That's
oh,
right.
That's
our intern.
Who is that?
Okay, that's the voice of our intern, Andy.
Oh, that's
He's in
great.
The room as well, and he has done
oh,
a very
great.
Good job of being quiet. Thank you, Andy. Andy is Rob Reiner's son.
Oh, amazing. I love Rob.
And so
tell him I said hello when you see him.
Absolutely.
Please.
Yeah, tell him I said hello, meathead.
Yeah.
I saw him last time I was
exactly.
at Soho House. Do you ever see him play the piano there?
I haven't gone to the Soho House in 18 months.
Oh. What happened?
I
used to see you there. You used to post up.
Yeah. It's just
Yeah,
not,
where do you
not
go?
Not the spot anymore.
Where do you go?
Yeah, it's other places. Anyway.
Maybe I've been there.
I don't know.
You don't know
haven't
if
seen,
I have?
I haven't seen you at
I don't think you have.
That is. Place. Those places.
Do you know what it is?
I think I have a pretty good idea.
Yeah, Sean knows. No, Sean knows, yeah.
What neighborhood is it in?
Oh, my gosh.
we're going to play 20 questions.
Yeah.
Zero.
Oh,
it's
what
like,
neighborhood is
it's
it
in
is?
Los Angeles.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, but it's nice. It's still nice. It's still nice.
Yeah.
You know.
It's great.
They have a great fake crab there.
Yeah.
It's fake?
Yeah. No, it's great, though. It really is great.
But it comes in the shell. It's not real.
Hey, you're making a scene.
Yeah.
Oh, I never want to go there again.
You haven't been there.
No, he's been to Soho House.
Yeah, yeah, that's where the fake crab is.
Oh, that's where that is, not the new place?
Oh, yours the has fake place, crab too?
The new place does have a fake crab. I lost. But it's not,
did you drop out for a while?
Well, and that's the thing with these, you know, these pieces of technology that we're relying on to communicate.
Yes.
Right.
And Jared, you have a really great perspective on technology.
Well, it's not even.
No, I mean, you've said some really heavy shit.
Well, we're just, you know, look, guys. We're in a time where I think we're given all these devices. You know, the phones and the iPads and the iPad Minis and the Notes
Surface
and the bless you.
Sorry,
and
excuse me.
Yeah,
what the fuck was that?
I had a little sneeze in me.
Is that? I'm sorry, Jared. For someone who leaves the room at the slightest provocation.
To do anything.
To go to the fridge, to
I don't know what he does out there because I'm in here recording. But yes. I've come in and some of the stuff that he's doing out there, it's not stuff you do when you're at work.
But to make a horrific noise like that, you decide to do in the room. I just want to make sure that's what you decide to do.
I've seen him out there doing a little bit of a press tour, if you catch my meaning. And I mean, he's pressing his fist into his buttocks in a way that seems to, and he's breathing heavy in a way that seems to excite him. Now, I hesitate to accuse him of masturbating, but I believe that he's developed a method which is acceptable to do in public, although it is very strange to watch. So you would assume that someone who would leave the room for, you know, essentially to ejaculate.
Yeah.
Who was going to sneeze might think they should leave the room. And you interrupted one of the great minds of our time who was about to launch into a real Dennis Miller-style rant on technology.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Continue. I'm sorry.
I don't remember
about,
what.
You're talking about Notes and iPad.
Can you get your Irish back up?
Yeah. You're on iPad Minis.
Yeah, yeah.
Notes, iPad Minis. I think I
notes,
said Surface.
IPad Minis. You said that. And I was just going to – yeah, I, you know, look. It's we're all tweeting.
Yes, this is it.
We're all Tumblring. Mm-hmm. We're all Facebooking. And you know, it was all of these things were supposed to get us to connect more. Mm-hmm. But if you think about it, they're kind of causing a disconnect. They're kind of putting distance between us because we're not talking to each other. We're talking into our phone.
Now that's interesting. How do you mean?
Well, we're like, you know, texting and stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And tweeting.
Mm-hmm.
And we're writing stuff on Facebook instead of talking to each other.
Yes. And then there's a part where you just close it out.
Yeah, you close it out.
No, you do that.
Yeah, I do it. And it's it really just it gets bad.
And it's you're right, because in a way the stated intention of these devices and these websites and these different things that you type into or look at is to connect us.
Yeah.
And it is disconnecting us. Now, if I gave you a banana and I said, hey, the purpose of this is that you eat it and it, you know, it's good.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's, but for, then it's what, for being food.
But then what it actually did was you couldn't eat it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't be food.
Yeah.
You'd stop going to that banana tree or to me. I mean, I guess I sold
causing,
it to you.
It's causing, starvation now,
it's,
this tree.
It's causing starvation.
Yeah. The tree makes you starve.
This tree makes you starve now.
And so you don't go to that tree or that vendor.
But people are still going to the tree. People are still going to the tree.
Well, they've moved into the tree.
They've moved into the tree.
Yes, and they have a tree house in there. And it's – so I think that, you know, one of the things we wanted to do, because we do have Andy here who's kind of a youngin'.
Andy, how old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay.
And we do have
we said
you.
Kind, we did say kind of a youngin'.
And what's your background, Andy? You Reiner is your did you go to film
I think
school?
For what's these the, purposes?
Yeah.
Because Rob, to his credit, is having Andy do it himself.
Yeah.
You know?
That makes sense.
And the same way Carl did for him, now Rob is doing it for Andy.
Right.
Am I wrong?
No, that's what he tells me.
And so for these purposes,
we
just forget maybe about the
absolutely
Rob, because I think that's what Rob would prefer.
Well, because if I could jump in here, Andy. You're not in the business because your dad's in the business, are you?
Oh, no, no, no. This is a passion of mine. This is something I've been interested in, you know, since I was a young man.
You wouldn't be able to be in the business just because your dad's in the business. Oh, that, no, it doesn't work like that.
No.
You have to have that passion or else, you know, what are we doing?
It doesn't work.
It doesn't
like that.
Work. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you see in the
what gave you that passion? What when you look back, Andy, when you look back, what was it that made you first say, I need to be in this business?
You got to be able to answer this.
You have to be able to answer this.
People will ask you.
This is the question.
I'll
tell you who can answer this. Allison Williams.
Yes.
I mean, she's not.
Yes.
She doesn't say.
You would hardly know. You would hardly know.
No.
No.
That her daddy did the news.
No, no, no.
Or that Gwyneth Paltrow's dad was the Midnight Cowboy.
No, no, no. No idea.
Right, I think it was probably when my dad
Jessica Capshaw.
Yes.
She's a series regular on Grey's Anatomy. That happened because Jessica Capshaw knows how to fucking act. It didn't happen because of the household she grew up in. It happens because you have talent. It happens because you are interesting. And it happens because you know how to combine those things in front of camera. So Andy, was the thing that made you think I need to do this?
I think it was when my dad was making North, if you remember that film. Yeah, and so he let me be in the background in one of a crowd scene.
Uh-huh.
And I just said I gotta get more of this.
Know,
it's just I got the bug. I guess
you got the bug on North.
Yeah,
yeah.
We talk about
think,
this.
You know
stuff.
What? You know what I think the problem with Andy is, and what I'm sensing Andy's biggest problem is over the waves here is he comes from here. I'm pointing at
and
my
where,
head.
Okay,
I'm pointing
at
my. I'm pointing at my head right now. I'm pointing at my head right now.
Okay,
he's coming from here.
Yeah,
and you have to come from here. I'm pointing at my
and
chest.
Where is that? Okay,
the button on his jacket.
I'm pointing my chest right now.
Okay,
and that's where you have to come from. That's where every decision has to be made.
From the chest,
every decision, and Andy. Though you're not making enough decisions from your heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're thinking too much, Andy.
You're
too much of a brainiac.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, when I was first starting out, I got some good advice from somebody who's in this room via technology right now, and it's you, Jared.
Okay.
And you were a figure like if you've seen the movie Wedding Crashers, and if you haven't seen it, Scoop Troop, go out. Rent it, anything you need to do, watch this movie.
Run,
you probably have seen it.
Don't walk.
Yes, it's got a hunting scene with Bradley Cooper. Yes, that Bradley Cooper, and it's so funny. And Dobkin directed.
You should
directed.
See how he gets taken down with the big tackle and the football part.
Oh, it's physical comedy and it's verbal comedy. And
well,
Vince,
you know, what's great about that film is it starts off, these guys are crashing weddings, they're fucking around.
Yes.
But in the end, what's it about? In the end, it's not about crashing weddings. It's about
story.
It's about relationship. It's about him and it's about their friendship.
It's about relationship.
It's about their friendship. It's about him and the girl.
Yes.
It's no longer about going into a wedding and finding girls.
It's about the one girl wants to fuck the guy.
Yeah.
She gotta have it.
That's right.
The mom, she wants to get it too.
And she, yeah.
The
she
grandma, she's kind of hot for it
there
as well.
They're empty and must be filled, the women in this film. And even if they can't get it, what they're doing is even just trying to jerk you off. That's satisfying to them.
She wants
when
to
Isla
grab
Fisher
your dicky.
Is doing it so that he, and he said I think pissed blood or came blood is one of the jokes. Not a joke. He just says that thing.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, the reason I bring the movie up is about one relationship in particular, which is the mentor relationship, which is their mentor is played by someone named Will Ferrell.
Mm-hmm.
And he do improv in the scene, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. With the other characters. And it's so funny, but it also is a real
And he's a surprise
thing.
To see, you remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And his mom, and he's yelling at his mom, and that's not something you did, but that's just a funny thing.
Yeah.
And you did tell me and Hayes some good advice.
Yeah.
Specifically, Jared, you have your six rules.
Oh.
The six rules of filmmaking, and and what we've promised Andy is that he can get two rules now, two rules at the end of the podcast, And two more if he shows that he's responsible enough to handle them.
Well, one I already gave you, Andy, which is
the chest.
Yeah, go everything from the heart.
From the chest.
Everything
yes.
from the heart. What was number two? Number two, Sean Hayes. You guys remember what number two was?
I can get you started. How about that?
Get me started. I want to make sure that you guys
it
remember
goes,
what
you can't have a story
unless you have a past. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Andy?
Wow.
Yeah.
I haven't thought of it like that.
Yeah. That's...
Unless you have a past, Andy. That's now, right. Can you speak on that, Andy?
Like what it means to me, what I think that means?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it just means that, you know, you have to write Wrong. About what...
Oh. You know what it is, Andy? What I'm not buying from you is if you to have a story, you need to have a past. You're 26.
Mm.
26.
What I
wouldn't story.
Give.
I didn't have a story at 26. At 26, what am I doing at 26? You know?
Yes.
I'm going around. I'm at Hyde, you know?
What
all,
was that?
All night I'm at Hyde when I'm 26.
That's right. You'd be
right?
at Hyde.
I was at Hyde. Mm-hmm. That's what I was doing.
Yes.
You know, I don't think...
Hyde is like Club Deviate.
Yeah. Mm. And I don't think, you know, a 26-year-old, I mean, has the emotional... You know,
depth
mm-hmm. to kind of come at it from a personal
layering,
because you're constantly
place.
Rolling. You're mm. almost never not rolling.
Oh yeah,
that
I mean,
it,
and that's something. His
and that
jaw
was number three.
Going
that's
like
number
wild.
Three. Always roll. Always mm-hmm. be able to roll. That's number mm-hmm. three rule.
Mm-hmm. And can you expand
we,
on that?
Are
Andy?
We talking about like on a like a skateboard? Or a bike or something
we
like
are
that?
Not.
Or?
We are not talking about that.
Mm.
We are talking then about always sure. being able to roll. Like, you got to be you, if a director says, Andy, I need you to sand this table.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know how to sand that table, and you have to do it in a real way.
Or fold this paper.
Fold
you
this
know,
paper,
or,
Andy.
Or tear out fold this stop paper. Sign, you know, remove this stop sign.
Right, mm-hmm. that's right. Oh. Take you have to be able to know how to do these things.
Yes.
Mm. So, again, always, you know, be able to roll. Be able to roll with it.
Great.
Yeah.
I'll do, yeah.
And that's why they say roll tape, Andy. Did you ever notice that?
Well, yeah, I did know that they say rolling on movies.
They do.
I mm-hmm. didn't know what that, I
well,
guess
Well, get
I
used to it.
Meant. Yeah.
Yeah. Your dad didn't teach you that, what rolling meant.
No, I guess I had a different...
Made a bunch of movies, your dad.
Yeah, he just would say it. He didn't ever explain it.
He never explained what it meant.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, how many films has he made? He's made
oh,
upwards
least,
of...
At least 10.
At least 10, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah I was going to say more than that, I think.
Probably.
Yeah. What's your favorite of his? Was it North because you were on the set, or was it something else?
That one is... It's really special to me, but I think I might have to say Stand By Me is
yeah,
overall
Stand By
my...
Me.
My top favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then he tells a story about the kid they called Lardass, and he goes to the pie eating contest and he throws up on everyone.
Yeah.
And he was just a storyteller, and that
yeah.
just lived
right.
in him.
Yeah.
Did you relate to that in any way?
Yeah. I mean, it made me.
I mean, here was a young boy, and his friends want to hear him spin a yarn. And that's how what they do to relax. They didn't have iPhones, they didn't have a Surface.
No.
iPad mini.
No.
You know, what they'd do is they would have him tell a story. Has anyone ever asked you to do that?
No, actually, nobody's ever explicitly asked me to tell a story.
Tell a story. Tell
yeah.
a story.
Tell
right.
us a story,
tell,
Andy. Wait,
tell us a story right now in 8 words or less.
Okay, great.
Yes. Like, for example, you know the famous...
Well, yeah, I was going to say...
Well, you shouldn't say that one because it's already famous, but the
Could
one
I
that's like,
extra?
I have some baby shoes for you who died.
Yep.
Okay. Maybe like adult shoes.
Okay.
That's two.
Guys, I got to say, guys, is there a secure line, Sean Hayes? Is there a secure thing?
Yes, we can patch you through.
I'm feeling like Andy is not... It's not the guy. I'm feeling like this is just my opinion. This is my opinion. You guys run your business the way you want. I'm not getting from Andy what I would like
and,
to get.
And if we could give you some background on this.
Yeah.
This, our relationship with him is ideally
going
to result in a relationship with his father.
Got it.
Where he plays Sean's dad.
Got it.
Movie.
Got it. Okay. Never mind. Back to the regular line. Hey, Andy.
Hey.
And I'm are you nothing's coming through on my end.
Are you still Hello? You're still got problems working going there?
Hello?
Hello? Test.
I'm here.
Test. Test.
Test.
Hello? I'm on. I can hear Cody typing.
I've got Cody in mind.
And is that Jared?
Yes, this is me.
Okay. Jared.
Yeah.
I thought we could do a variation on a something we normally do. We normally have the popcorn gallery, which is where we ask questions of celebrities.
Well, Andy's still on board? Are we? Do we? You guys okay with that? Andy's still with us? Yeah. No, it's good if he's. Yeah. Andy,
can you leave the room?
We're good on Andy.
Mm-hmm. I'm leaving.
That's a wrap on Andy.
Okay. That's oh
wow. Well, this was great, you guys. Thank you so much for all the help. I really appreciate it.
The shorter the better with an exit line, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It should be like a boom, just like such a strong.
So you guys were talking about popcorn galleries.
Yes, and
I don't
we
know
ask,
what that means really.
We ask questions of celebrities.
Oh.
And then they answer back. Okay. But in a lot of cases, the more interesting thing I think would be to ask you to answer questions. Like we ask a celebrity a question, but then you answer it because you are something of, I guess, this kind of glue guy of Hollywood.
Yes, Hollywood's glue guy. The straw that stirs the drink.
Oh, interesting.
And so
where any question that we have for a celebrity, we could ask you and you can respond like sort of what they would say.
Yeah.
And also kind of what the truth is.
Yeah. Okay. I'm ready for it.
Like, for example.
Yep.
Oh, it's a popcorn.
Oh, okay.
You hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a hat from a guy.
Oh.
That and for this
Can
episode,
I say this?
Can
I say
Give me 1 second because I'm disappointed with that result for this episode, which I would prefer to be of a little higher standard for Jared.
Can I say this, though? Yeah. Mark, who does our sound drops, my high school friend Mark does our sound drops, has been really, really sick. Like throwing up, going to the bathroom, and can't stop.
Oh, okay. Mm. Well, in that case, I'm just thankful that he got a sound drop prepared for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because we could have just had nothing there and imagined how embarrassing that would have been.
Yes.
Okay.
So they're a little weaker and he sounds kind of... You can hear it that he's not doing
so
it.
So my apologies to Mark.
What's happening, guys? I'm not
Oh, yes, Jared, I'm sorry. We're back with you. We just pulled a question out of a popcorn bag.
Got it.
To ask you. And this is a question for Kiernan Shipka.
Okay.
Okay? You know Kiernan.
Yeah. Who is that again?
She's the girl from Mad Men.
The little girl?
And you guys had the little...
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And she's a go-get-em tiger on Larchmont a lot.
That's right. Go ahead.
And the question for Kiernan is, and you tell us how she would answer, and then maybe like what the secret answer is for her.
Okay.
You know, since you know her so well.
Okay.
And the question for Kiernan is, what's the most exciting thing about being a TV star?
Well, if I were Kiernan, I would probably say nothing is good about being a TV star. What I'm doing it for is the work. Guys, you know what? It's a good question. Honestly, it is a good question. I don't know how Kiernan would answer it, but
and I appreciate you protecting her in this way. Now, this has been an issue a little bit with guests recently, so we do want to clear it up.
Sure.
There's two more questions coming, and that's it. And then you get to leave.
Okay.
Yes.
Some guests have been doing a sort of wrap it up gesture. And that's okay, but it's, you know, partially our fault. We didn't communicate it. So I'm going to reach back in the bag and...
Okay.
Gatorade.
And now it sounds like it's actually getting a lot worse.
Yes, he was. Yes, he recorded the first one when he sort of something was off with him. I was with. I visited him this weekend. I went back home.
Yeah,
and the next one, he was rapidly declining, and we wound up running an IV in him, which I shouldn't have been doing. I don't know how to do that stuff.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I guess we should. He would want us to ask the question.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. This is a question for Chris Pratt.
Okay.
Friend of yours, would you say?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we were you know, listen, it's Hollywood friends are you know, they're your friend one second, and then you see him and it's like, oh, hey, we were hanging out at one point, but now we don't. I don't right. You know what I mean? Like, it's, yes. They're Hollywood friends.
It's weird the way it cycles through. Mm-hmm. And it's weird just what project you're working on. If you're on the same lot, now we're best friends.
Yeah, now we're best friends. Oh, then, if we're at a press junket, doing a press junket in the same fucking hotel, it's like, yeah. But, yeah.
So the question we want to know from Chris Pratt is, how did you get so strong for the space movie?
Star-Lord.
Yeah.
Which we loved. I don't want to nerd out about that movie.
Yeah. It's from the comic.
Yeah.
I love comics. Star-Lord.
I loved the funniness. I love the girl. I love the whole romance story.
Meerkat guy.
Yes.
Well, anyway. I thought you're missing on the music. The music brought me back.
That soundtrack.
The music brought me back to a place of, wait a second, I'm having fun in movies again.
Oh, God. How is the song of the summer for 2014 a song from freaking 1981 or something?
Yeah. I mean,
it's like, but it's just a good song doesn't go out of style and you forget it sometimes.
You do.
And when they're playing that, it's like, holy shit, I'm having fun in movies again.
That's right.
Because the music in these other movies and the Batmans is like, boom, 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 boom.
You're talking about sounds. You're just talking about sounds.
Yeah, sound does come through as sound.
It's not music, is it, guys?
No.
It's not.
No.
Yeah.
Just because you can hear it doesn't make it music.
Yeah.
And we tried to explain that to Michael
Just Crone because I can here. Buy it on iTunes for $1.29 doesn't mean it's music. Honestly.
No, it honestly could be part of the book.
And that's what you have to remember.
Yeah. So, and what do you think about how he got so strong?
I think he probably ate a lot of protein. I think that he probably worked out a lot. And there are some – listen, you know, look, there are some trainers out there that the movie studios know.
Uh-huh.
Those guys can do it. They're on retainer, and those guys do it in a much less amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So Chris Pratt, they have this special trainer that they can give him, and he can get him into that shape in about 8 days.
Detour, have you ever been pushed to your limit physically? Sorry, I should have signaled before I made that left turn.
Let me put it this way. I push myself to the limit every single way, every single day.
Mm-hmm. And how else can you write some of the characters you write if you haven't experienced that?
That's the guy
who was on K2 and which is a famous mountain and was trying to blow up a balloon, didn't have enough air, slipped and then slid it all the way down on his belly and then on his butt.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you write that scene? It's a very funny scene, but if you haven't experienced something like that where you are just so exhausted that you can't blow up the balloon and as you're sliding down, you're saying, wee, but you're also saying, ooh, geez.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Hope I don't bump, anything. And of course he did. He bumped into a big pile of coconuts.
Right.
And you wrote Yes Man, so you talk about pushing yourself. I wonder – if people are asking themselves, how much Red Bull did you have to drink
for that scene where
Jim tries Red Bull? Because it was very true and how he gets crazy.
Well, really true. You know, Jim came in that morning and said, what if I drank Red Bull? I've never had Red Bull.
Yeah, and you're thinking.
Jim Carrey on Red Bull. That's a comedic conceit that audience members all over the world want to see. Yes. So yeah, that's how that came about. That mm-hmm. we, you know, and Red Bull was really supportive of it. Sure. It was really big for they were kind of, you know, on the rise at the time.
Yes.
And so it put them as an energy drink. Mm-hmm. It put them on the map a little bit. It was like them and Rockstar. It was kind of head to head right around sure. there. And Yes Man and kind of pushed it.
That was the death blow.
Pushed it over the top.
And that's what a gym brings. I mean, yes. That's what a gym delivers.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
And do you have to hide that you're sort of you're not much a Red Bull guy? You sort of mix Amp and Monster together.
That was an issue.
That was sticky.
That was a tricky thing mm-hmm. to get around in the pre-production.
You do the Monster. Like the Monster lattes.
The, yeah.
Mean bean.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
Those are healthier.
Yeah.
Let's reach back into the bag.
Yep.
I could hear you checking your watch. Is that what that
What's
sound
that?
Was? It
no,
just
no,
really
no.
sounded like you were.
No, I think that's the popcorn. That's the popcorn.
Okay,
thing.
Just making sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. I don't know if I can do Mark, just do the bag thing and then anything you want. You have to do it. I can't do it. We pay you to do it. That's the whole thing. Okay. it's a piece of popcorn.
So he just pulled the popcorn on the back?
Yeah, again, no, like I'm sorry
one,
that
the
happened
one
for
thing
this.
We asked him not
yeah,
to
sorry out. That it happened for this episode. And we yeah. did say have it be anything but popcorn, but yeah. anyway. This is a question for Dennis Quaid.
Okay.
Are you still friends with Meg?
Yeah.
They are?
Good friends, yeah.
That's nice.
Oh,
hear.
No, I don't know. I'm just answering as he, I think, would answer.
Oh, but you just knowing their, oh, okay. So that's how he would answer, but you knowing their relationship. Is that the case? Is that for real?
I don't know. You know what?
Who are you protecting?
Listen.
Okay, we said if you come on here, you got to spill it.
You asked me a question about that. You asked me a question, how would Dennis Quaid answer it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's tricky if you are in the Ryan camp, you know?
I
understood.
See.
You get
what I'm saying.
Say no more.
So you've changed camps recently.
It wasn't recently.
Because you used to be, oh, okay.
It wasn't recently. It was, it was a while ago.
Mm. No, while that's ago. Right. Because we, the three of us all were at the... Not the Soho House, but the one that we go to now.
Yeah. Well, the three of us.
The three of us? Me, you, and
you
Jared?
You weren't there.
No, I mean, no, Jared, myself, and Meg Ryan.
Yeah, you weren't at the place because you were at the... Yeah.
Oh, I think I was at Soho House with Dennis.
Mm.
That adds up. That checks out.
Yeah.
Eating the crab.
I don't think.
You don't think I was...
I don't think so.
At Soho House?
I'm not,
you know what?
It doesn't sound right.
Now, looking back, I think Jared might be right.
I don't know. But I'm just saying it doesn't sound.
Well, thank you for coming on the show, Jared.
Oh, wow, guys.
It's been helpful.
This has been
just to hear
such
your
an
voice.
Amazing, amazing experience mm-hmm. for me. And I hope I was able to provide your listeners with some insight into the business. And
yeah.
Into, you know?
And we do hope you have a safe flight and wherever you're going.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
You've been traveling a lot. What
do
you take on planes?
What do I take?
But do you like take anything to like, you know?
Oh, it's a cocktail of some serious stuff. Yeah. But.
So, and listeners, you can rate us on iTunes and you can talk to us on the forums.
I can.
The pro version, do you know?
Velvet Revolver and Nico.
Mm, yes. Nice.
Yes.
What?
Velvet Revolver and Nico, what your prizes, you get the...
I tried to pat you out for a second. You can still hear us?
I thought, yeah, I can, I'm still in.
Velvet Revolver and Nico...
What is that?
Please, these names, these fucking internet names, everybody's got to one-up each other with their weird shit.
Oh.
But we love our fans. It's great. But just, guys, quit dicking around. We can't remember
real
your names.
Real names.
Should be
that
real names.
Real people have.
Or some variation on your real name. Your name, and then you add some funny, like, sort of rapper spin on it. Now, your pro version, Jared's going to give you the last tip for the day of
the last
films.
Rule of filmmaking.
Yes, the rule of filmmaking.
And this is for Revolver and Nico.
You know, the most important thing is go with your gut.
Listen to
your heart, but go with your gut.
You have to listen to your heart,
but
you have to go with your gut.
Thank you.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The Wolf Dead.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.